We have Ryan Frazier with our NutriBit team. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, Dr. Bell. How are you?
Good, good. I want you to pick out a couple of your top nutraceuticals, and we'll expand on their application.
Well, let's see, Dr. Bell. I think that Calm Mind is a good one to start with.
Post-election,
everybody can, you know, help reset and relax.
I was up in the middle of the night getting my Calm Mind and Brain Mag. Let me tell you, the freight train in my mind was not being slowed down until the Calm Mind Brain Mag hit me in the middle of last night. And it's, I call better than booze, better than marijuana. I took not just one scoop, but a couple scoops of each and mixed it with water and a little bit of ice. And it flavors fantastic, by the way. And when you down that, and it doesn't take a long time, like booze sometimes takes a while before it hits you. The Calm Mind Brain Mag hits you literally in seconds. That's how powerful it is. Not minutes, seconds.
Yeah, it really is a pretty needed thing to have. And it works really by just helping to make sure that the neurotransmitter, the messaging, you know, when it comes to either relaxing, lowering anxiety, even raging, or dealing with craving issues, which I know a lot of people have. This is a whole different issue where you're talking about carbohydrates, stress response eating, sugar cravings, alcohol cravings, as you were just mentioning.
Also, obsessive behavior. We use it in children with OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. We use it in children and adults with Asperger syndrome and autism. We use it in people to protect them from dementia. In fact, the knockout mice model has shown that with a genetic defect, the mice exposed to the brain mag actually lived longer and had neurological health better than the normal genetic mice, because the brain mag actually protects against neurooxidative stress of their neurons, and we call BOF, or brain on fire. So that's pretty remarkable. If a knockout mouse that's actually determined to have a genetic defect that causes him to die of dementia actually doesn't even get as unhealthy as a normal mouse.
Yeah, that should be very encouraging to a lot of people that have seen a family member, you know, particularly a mom and dad, and they know about their own risk factors being higher for, you know, brain degeneration, possible Alzheimer's, things like that, where you go, you know, these animals were literally genetically programmed to end up with Alzheimer's, and they ended up not getting it. And not only that, they lived longer than the animals that didn't have the genetic SNPs for Alzheimer's, which is completely counter to what would normally occur. And what was the difference? Adequate amounts of magnesium crossing the blood-brain barrier. And we can all work on that pretty easily with Brain Mag. And it's not about overloading the body. It's just about having enough. Just like your muscles, many people take this for granted, is merely contraction and relaxation is a big part of just simply magnesium and calcium being adequately, you know, in your body. Well, your brain is one big muscle, too, that has to work and function off of nutrients. And if you're missing that magnesium, you can't replace it necessarily effectively with just general magnesiums. It's a very particular one that really crosses the blood-brain barrier.
Let's talk about the add-ons to that, okay? First one I want to add on is the Gamma E Plus and the CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about these. If you want to stop a migraine and prevent it, these are the one, two punches that are going to stop migraines, along with the brain.
That's a great call.
So let's talk about Gamma E Plus, because peroxynitrate and nitroperoxy radical are upregulated by the glial cells, or glue or support cells, that's the Latin word for it, of the neurons in your brain. And when you get vasospasm induced by either things like aspartame, Splenda, or things like, you know, aged cheese or wines or specific foods you're allergic to, the brain mag and calm mind not only stop migraine headaches, but you need to have stop the peroxynitrate and nitroperoxy radical, and you need to support energetics in the brain cells, and that's the water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. So let's talk about these two. They're great add-ons to the brain mag calm mind, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are, and I like the way you're describing when it comes to the Gamma E+. You know, all antioxidants, generally people are aware, if you've been around nutrition at all, there's this ORAC value, which is basically an oxygen radical absorption capacity. It's how you compare things to vitamin E. Vitamin E's ability to give up electrons and quench free radicals is kind of a gold standard. The only problem with vitamin E is that all the supplements that people take are very one-dimensional. Vitamin E actually has eight different components in it. Naturally occurring vitamin E. It has four different what they call tocopherols and four different what they call tocotrienols.
Right.
And if you don't get that comprehensive components in there, you actually may not be doing your body a whole lot of favor. You're only quenching a certain kind of free radical, and you may be stopping the body from quenching others. But by using something like Gamma E+, what you're doing is the full eight components of vitamin E are being bathed into your body, and your ability to, as you say, regulate, neutralize nasty things like peroxynitrite and these nitrogen-based free radicals and many others becomes a very viable thing. And so when you talked about, you know, what's going on with, say, a migraine patient or something like that, is that this just gives you an advantage of being able to quench a lot of inflammatory components faster
by the way,
than any other forms.
These are the components, by the way, nitro and hydroperoxy radical, that actually oxidize cholesterol to make 9-norinyl hydroxycholesterol and oxidize trans fatty acids in the brain, because when you oxidize fatty acids, they become a trans. And when your macrophages, in Latin means big eater cell, eats these globules, they die and become foam cell. And a foam cell is a nidus for plaque. So if you do a high-speed CT, which is the most sensitive test, it takes 8 seconds, and I recommend it strongly over a treadmill or a pharmacological treadmill test, because all vascular disease is basically infected biofilm. And it's the same biofilm around your gums and teeth. So you need antipathogenics like our NutriSilver, our Edgar Cayce monotonic desactivated iodine, Nutriodine, or our Allicin Med, which is a German-sourced Allicin Med, 200 milligrams more than Alamed from Peter Jostling in England, where it's a prescription in Great Britain, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. And ours gets 200 milligrams more at half the price of Alamed. So I tell people, you have to deal with stealth pathogens, but the free radicals are the source of what vascular disease is based on. So if you're taking Gamma A+, and you're taking fatty acids like our new special micellized form of Omega Supreme Pro, you're basically, especially Omega Supreme Krill, which has 2,000 micrograms of astaxanthin, the second most powerful antioxidant we know in the world. The most powerful is the polyphenon in our Nutri-Defense, which is anhydrous catechin. But it's very close, and the thing is that our micellized Gamma E will cut vascular disease in half because it destroys the ability to oxidize the fatty acids and form foam cells. And the foam cell is a nidus that forms a calcified plaque that eventually can rupture through the release of soluble ICAM 1 and 2 and the release of vascular activation factors of the extrinsic pathway that cause platelet aggregation and fibrin aggregation that cause a calcified plaque to rupture and create either a clot or a thrombus that's thrown down the arterial wall, whether it's the middle cerebral artery in your brain or your carotid artery. And the fact is, so when your doctor is talking to you about using something that's an anti-inflammatory, like an HMG chorioreductase inhibitor, these are minor anti-inflammatories. Major are things like Gamma E+. Major are Omega Supreme Pro, which is a special new technology we have. Omega Supreme Krill. Things that are going to get rid of the actual, not only free radicals that oxidize the cholesterol and the fatty acids, because cholesterol, believe it or not, is the best patch for a damaged endothelium. High cholesterol is not the cause of the problem. It's the response to an issue. Your body increases cholesterol due to insulin levels, and it increases insulin the levels in response to stress. So the biggest stress is basically free radicals. So when you take Gamma A+, you reduce leukotriene B4 and D4. B4 is the one that triggers off diabetic insulin resistance and a reduction in the GLUT4 transporter, and the enzyme called sodium potassium ATPase that pumps sodium out of your cells, because everybody who is hypertensive has had sodium poisoning of their cells. Everybody. Without exception, they all have elevated fasting blood insulin. It's more than 2.0 microunits of ml per blood unit of insulin. And I can prove it to people. People say, well, you can't prove that. Yes, I can. So your doctor may be ignorant, and I can train your doctor, but to be honest with you, the medical profession has craniocephalic rectal insertion syndrome. They have their head up their butt. They're not dealing with hard science. They won't go and challenge the fact they don't even know what they don't know. And what's disturbing is they'll reach to drugs when nutraceuticals like Gamma A+ and things like our diabetoline and berberstatin could solve the diabetic problem right away. They reach for things that are toxic and dangerous and can cause heart failure, like an HMG chorioreductase inhibitor, or cause patchy dysmyelination so you become demented and get transient global amnesia, like Dr. Graveline from NASA we had on the program 4.5 years ago. So if people want to challenge Dr. Deagle, I damn well dare you. Come on air, off air, email, Skype, whatever, and I will take you intellectually apart. Not because I want to prove to you I'm superior, but to prove to you that you're ignorant, and I want to save you from your own ignorance that will harm you. And if you're a physician doing these things, you're harming many, many people by your level of stupidity. And it's not funny. Not funny. It makes me angry as hell when I see stupid things being done now that 20 years ago I'd stopped. It's bad, isn't it? So, Ryan, let's talk about free radicals again. And vascular disease. Another, of course, important thing is our natokinase, reduced blood viscosity. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, the blood viscosity issues, you know, stickiness, like to reduce that. So people, you know, obviously fish oils are one of those things that a lot of people are becoming more familiar with.
Right.
So certainly that's a good baseline for people to deal with, is make sure they have significant amounts of omega-3 fatty acids in their diet. Usually supplementation is pretty much the way to really make that significant change. But then, as you bring up, natokinase, that's a really nice one as an enzyme, naturally occurring enzyme.
Right, and it's safe too. It's from the natto bean, which is basically, and it's from the bacteria Bacillus subtilis. And what it does is it reduces the formation of fibrin degradation products and decreases platelet aggregation. And it does it in a safe way, so it doesn't do something that requires blood testing. And I tell people, the first question I ask someone if they're on antihypertensives or if they've had a vascular incident, like a deep vein thrombosis or varicose veins or a cardiac problem where they got stents in place, I ask them, what's your blood viscosity? And they go, and their eyeballs kind of rotate in opposite directions. They said, your doctor doesn't know, does he? Why? Why don't you know what your blood viscosity is? Are you taking anti-viscosity agents that are natural, or are you taking toxic ones like Coumadin, Eliquis, or Xarelto, where there's lots of lawsuits now because the drug company is killing people? Now, if you don't agree with me, go and become a Google genius and read the damn literature that's available on the internet, and you realize that Dr. Deagle's telling you the truth. It's disturbing, isn't it? So, Ryan, let's look at the next issue. Let's talk about hormones. We haven't talked about this for a while. What's the best way to replace hormones in men and women? The first thing is you want to release male hormone from the sex hormone binding globulin, because the biggest problem in males is that their binding globulin levels goes too high and there's very little free hormone. The best way to test is the ultrafiltrate in their saliva by measuring free testosterone, androstenedione, and dihydrotestosterone. And you also want to measure female hormones, estrone and estradiol at least. You may not measure estriol. And that determines how much your body and your adipose tissues and liver is converting male hormone back into female, which you can block with hormone synergy. So if you take four men's max and two hormone synergy, you're well on your way to solving the problem. Then you take DHEA and pregnenolone, and your body will make in your adrenal glands and in your testes male hormone. Now, if you start taking massive amounts of external male hormone, either transdermally or by injection or pellets, which they now have the technology to stick it under your skin, you're very likely going to convert the excess into female hormone. And I've actually had people call me that they are surprised that they're developing breast buds and they have milk coming out and they have their hormone levels done and they're higher than their daughters that are just going through menarche. Isn't that obscene?
Frightening.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Absolutely.
You
frightening.
Know what? I've been practiced long enough and smart enough that if I decided not to just do radio, I just sit there, man. And I right now I got three cases of fourth one brewing for medical legal right now. And I tell you, you do not want to have Deagle in court on the other side, man. Because these smart-ass lawyers, they want to get somebody like Deagle. I don't know if you've seen this show, Suits, which is about New York corporate lawyers and Mike Ross there. You do not want somebody with a photographic memory and a vast knowledge being deposed on the other side. And when you as a lawyer deal with somebody like me, let me tell you, it's not a nice day. You better have a couple drinks before you go to the deposition, not just after. Because it's going to be unpleasant. And I tell you right now, the problem is that the medical profession, the drug companies and so on, and this is why we have Obamacare killing our healthcare system. Obama never fixed the cost of problems. He was always being pushed by the big lobbies of the drug companies and the big insurance carriers. He never wanted to touch the sacred cow of all these things by really fixing the problem. And that's a big issue that's going to be deviling Donald Trump. So I'm preparing a plan that I'm going to give to Bart Goldberg, who's a friend of my friend, friend of the and co-founder of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, to get directly through to Trump. You have to touch these sacred cows or you're not going to solve it. The same way you have to have what I call pre-symptomatic diagnostics to actually change the course of people's health before they develop dementia, before they get thyroid failure, before they become infertile, before they end up with an osteoporotic fracture, before they end up with a heart attack or stroke, before they have a nascent cancer that will explode in their body. And the problem is the medical system is all based on profit motives and on big drug companies, et cetera, and it's feeding off the death and the morbidity of the population. And people don't get it, do they? That's why when we're producing functional medicine here and we're giving you advice, we're telling you how to become your own Dr. You. That's why we have the book. We're telling you, if you start taking nutraceuticals, you won't have some doctor looking over the top of his glasses because you're taking our things like MalignaBlock every day so you don't get cancer. When we're giving you things to clean your bowels so you don't end up with food allergies crashing on your brain and make your brain on fire and give you dementia. People don't realize it's the garbage you take in your body that are going to fry your brain, do they? Isn't that wild?
No,
and they don't realize,
right.
And I'll give you an example. We talked about this a few weeks ago. How many even functional medicine doctors realize that dysbiosis and small bowel overgrowth are tied directly to all autoimmune disease? And immune homology, which means sequences of amino acids which are virtually identical to a pathogen and to a body protein, are the direct cause of all, not just some, autoimmune disease, and it's amplified by toxins that attach to the autoimmune protein and make them up to millions of times more allergenic to produce an immune response of both T lymphocytes and antibodies to attack the tissue and create both through the complement activation system and through T lymphocyte production of superoxide anion radical that fry the hell out of the tissue. They wonder why someone develops autoimmune conditions and they got food allergies and SBO because they have a dysbiosis. And their doctor has no clue that the person who's got bad breath or is getting a hydrogen breath test positive, and this is why their rheumatoid arthritis is continuing to flare up or their MS is going crazy. They don't understand that, do they? Or stealth pathogens, the fact that Lyme or Lyme-like parasites might be triggering off anti-oligodendrocyte antibodies. So, you know, for example, if you want to remyelinate your peripheral nerves, you need to take things like a Neurogen, which is docosahexaenoic acid. It's interesting, it was two Ohio scientists, now almost 30 years ago, believe it or not, that discovered it, and the Japanese went to the conference in Ohio, and it was funny, is they made it the law that everybody in Japan had to have a genetic profile of their phase 2 detox pathway. So if you go to Japan, there's like 115 million people there that have health cards. Everybody knows their gene SNPs to determine if they take a drug whether it's going to have a toxic level because they have a polymorphism, they can't detoxify it. Did you know that? And that was American technology, but nobody in America is doing it, not the healthcare providers. So if you go to hospital, you have no idea if you take a combination of two drugs if you're going to get a level that's going to go into orbit because they're metabolized through the same phase 2 detox pathways, like 2D6 or A3A4. And that's why we tell people if you're taking our detoxification materials, you're not going to build up endocrine disruptors, cancer-inductive agents, or polytoxins that are going to make your tissues more likely to be allergenic so you get an autoimmune condition. I mean, when somebody presents to me and I want to do research lab tests, because long before Genova Labs and Doctors Data was doing this, I was doing it a decade before at Advanced University or Research Labs doing tests. And when I'd send them to the research lab, they'd say, well, why are you doing this, Dr. Deagle? I said, because I'm curious. I started doing work at the University of San Francisco Research Lab on Candida albicans 10 years before people even talked about Candida. Now we got Candida auris that if you get it, and it started in Japan this year, 60% mortality rate. You don't think that's funny? And it's all aldehydes. It'll fry your brain and kill you and cause cardiac induction problems. So, what I'm talking about here is take control of your health with NutriMeds. Don't listen to your knucklehead doctor thinking he's prescient knowledge, which he doesn't, or she. Realize that if you don't become a bit of a doctor you're going to be a victim of polypharmacy.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
Let's talk about what's your next big pick. What supplement do you want? Because literally, we have hundreds of health conditions. In fact, more every week, and I'm going to post all of them up. And our special customers get access to those wellness conditions because they have enough sense and respect that if they're confused because they need it customized, they can simply email me, and it's free. Anybody can email me to get a protocol starting or an update. It's only when I get snowed with tons of medical records I'm going to charge you for my time. So I do this as a ministry. Remember, this is a Christian, pro-life, pro-your-health ministry. And you have to understand that. I only charge my time, and very reasonably, by the way, at $150 per half hour. If I have to look at MRI, CT scan, lab works, etc., chemo programs, whatever it happens to be, or referrals to special clinics around the world, most 98% of my work is free emails to people to tell them what to do. And when they take our NutriMeds, their life is transformed. They can't believe it. And believe me, don't listen to knuckleheads like Alex Jones now has come up with a product that says good for collagen. I had one person, he has a collagen product too. I said, stop it. You have unqualified morons that are actually trying to flog their garbage, and they're not medical-grade nutraceuticals designed by Dr. Deagle or custom protocols put together. They have no benchmarks of how to test to see if whether what you took was even beneficial, and they're going to take their crap. Stop it. Stop it. Don't do it anymore, okay? I'll train you and your doctor free, just by case by case. I'm not charging the doctor. I just want to charge the patient the time to actually look at their records. The doctor training is free. So if any doctor, say, in Beijing, China, or Malaysia, or anywhere, wants me to help them with a tough case, all they have to do is pay for my time to analyze the records. I'm not charging the doctor a cent, a time. I'll even do it on my own dime by Skype and by emails, whatever. And I provide all this information free to them because I want people to start thinking better about how we provide medicine, not just in this country, but around the world. What's going on right now is an obscenity, and it's going to kill the economy because you have a choice. Either you give life extension and health to the senior citizens so they have vigorous elderly people over 100 years of age, or you kill them. And that's why when the Polish government decided that they weren't going to institute a smoking cessation program, they realized in their actuaries that they couldn't afford to stop smoking cessation because they couldn't afford the 4 years extended expected lifespan of the population if they stopped smoking. Is that evil or what? Pretty damn nasty.
That's pretty.
Now, when you hear about Obamacare, and both of these guys, and believe me, I don't think either one, Obama or Trump, is a genius. They're not. But I'm going to present a plan that if it's instituted, it would be a fraction of the cost, and everybody would be taken care of. No one would ever buy insurance. No one would ever have to pay a fee for service. No one would ever have a death panel where, I'm sorry, the death panel is going to meet on Tuesday by the time your body's resumed room temperature. Okay? They've got to stop this crap. The ancient Israelites, and I'm a descendant from the Cohens, I'm directly from Moses, have to institute a plan where the tithe was not for the damn church. Well, the church stopped that stuff. It was set for the priesthood, and that's what medicine and health is. It's a priesthood. And it should be, it's like in ancient China too. In ancient times, you never paid the doctor to come to your home to condemn it or to treat you if you're sick at night and dying of an infection. They came because they were the priests. Okay? This is sickening what I see happening in healthcare, and the fact that it's crushing our economy is judgment because we're evil. That's what the problem is. And functional medicine is a rescue of that. It's living pathology. I remember when I was a medical student, my professors would all say, "You're so smart," they go, "you need to go into pathology and do a PhD. I said, "Look, I already did a PhD in marine genetics. I went into medicine to find a cure of illnesses, particularly diabetes, which I'm the prescient world expert on. And let me tell you, I'm sick and tired of the medical profession. I'm going to kick their butt so hard in the next number of years to make sure the medical profession wakes up and decides that they have to put the patient first, the sick and dying, the unborn first, not second, not behind the profit motive. It's mind-bogglingly evil. And the recompense is it's crushing our economy. People think it's all kinds of other things. Obamacare and the care of the sick and the dying and the elderly is what's killing our economy, including workers' compensation. Workers' comp should be part of what every doctor does. It's not a separate group where you have these giant work comp fees and everything. Why do you think they build cars in Oshawa, Ontario, instead of building them in Ohio? They do it because it's $8,000 to $10,000 cheaper. Because they don't have this foolish system we have in America. I know. Okay? I worked in it. I was a director. So, Ryan, let's continue. Pick out a supplement that you want to... Oops. As usual, I ranted too much, unfortunately. I'm on a rant thing. I guess since the Donald got in office, I am so buoyed and energized. And we better keep a choke chain on him, though, to make sure he doesn't do something stupid and properly advise him, because he's narcissistic. If you massage his ego, he'll go wherever you tell him to.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum from LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So now I want to get back to Ryan. Ryan, let's pick your next nutraceutical and we'll expand on it. Because I got to tell people, if you want to walk with less pain, if you want your brain to work, if you want to pull yourself out of heart failure, if you don't want to have a cardiac event, if you want to know the parameters of why you're developing vascular disease and stop it so you don't die at the same birth date, I remember I had a number of young gentlemen in their early 50s. And one guy called me and he said, my birthday's next week. I said, that's good. He says, yeah, but I have two brothers, and my fathers all died on their birthday. I said, you've got to be kidding, and they all died at the same age. I said, damn it, that's not good. So I said, well, what are you doing? He said, well, I've got this and this and this problem. I said, well, why don't we attack the problem and fix it so that if you have a genetic predisposition, you don't read from those bad books. In other words, if you got some bad magazines in your library, don't open the damn things, you know, in terms of genetics. The same genes that are present in the Pima Indians allow them to survive extreme heat, dehydration, etc., and having barrel cactus juice and outrunning a wild fox 120 miles in the desert is the reasons why the Pima Indians and the people in the Four Corners were considered almost like Superman compared to even animals. Wild animals have, in fact, human beings have more endurance than any wild animal on the planet. People don't know that. The reason why we're the prescient animal in terms of dominating is not because we're the biggest. We have greater endurance than any other animal on the planet, including, by the way, even insects. And the most enduring people are the same people that have the same genetics that are going to cause diabetes. Isn't that interesting? And I had a director from the Washington Research Facility that was a geneticist and nephrologist some years ago on the program. We talked about that, how it maintains osmolality, and it makes sure that your blood doesn't get so damn thick from dehydration of the high temperatures and the extreme heat shock proteins. You don't die, okay? Now, if you read from the right genes and you take our supplements, you're not going to die of diabetic neuropathy, cardiomyopathy, or dementia, which, by the way, is diabetes of the brain. People need to know that. When you start to get demented, it's because your brain cells no longer have the GLUT4 transporter, and your brain cells are getting diabetic. Now, you don't hear this from conventional doctors, do you, Ryan? Right?
No, you sure don't.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a minute. My buddy Jim Fetcher tried to call in here, and I'll have him call me back in the third hour here when we have Tim on. Tim was probably wanting to make a comment about politics, and then it'll pop through in my system here. Yeah. Go ahead.
You just tell him to wait in line, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Bill, I mean, yeah. I've always, I think one of the biggest things that hits a home run for patients is working on digestive issues, though, just overall, because there's so many people that, that suffer. You talk about bowel overgrowth and things like that many times. So, you know, for a lot of people that are suffering, like when they eat, they're like, oh, I got to take an antacid or I don't feel good. A lot of times those symptoms that are occurring an hour, hour and a half after eating can really get resolved if they work on their acid levels, actually, by enhancing them so they break down their food properly.
Right.
And then that product like Digestease is just a home run for so many people. It seems counterintuitive at first until they start doing it and then they realize, holy cow, I don't have to take that medication anymore because this resolves it. And it's like, exactly. If, you know, for a lot of others, symptoms may occur later, like a couple hours later. They feel, you know, kind of like they can't digest their food. They feel a gas, bloating, foul-smelling stool, food in the stool, all kinds of things like that. That's where you might be more indicated in looking at something like Gastrozyme, a 100% total vegetarian enzyme formula. But then there's really neat formulas like GastroHeal. This is one of my favorite.
Yeah, that's really good stuff.
Where you look,
when I get indigestion, if I eat something, my body says, you know, that was too hot, Deagle. Or you're getting a gut spasm because there's something in it that your body doesn't like, you know. And a lot of people don't realize that normal foods can sometimes have real powerful stimulants or things that are not good for you, like 29 different names for textured vegetable protein, yeast, hydrolysate, etc., that are basically analogs of bowel stimulants for the myenteric plexus. It locks onto what's called the NMDA receptor and causes your bowel to go crazy. So it may not be even an allergen or toxin. It's a food component intolerance. And when you take GastroHeal, it's amazing. In fact, it's this stuff will literally turn off inflammation in your bowel wall, like, almost instantly. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, you said that it can be used in a more acute manner, like you're talking about. Like, you know that you've done something like overeat or whatever, and can have an immediate impact. But for a lot of people that suffer from just the overall dysfunction of gastritis, and they've used lots of different medicines to try to, you know, figure out what's going wrong, a lot of them symptomatically work, but unfortunately it's akin to, you know, taking a piece of black tape and putting it over your dashboard lights when the warning light comes on. You're not getting in there and solving what's going on. And so when you're looking at something like GastroHeal, it can really do the healing of the gut lining so that your body produces the proper acid so that your body can eradicate.
And by the way,
this
is the way to solve it. For God's sake, you know, one of the things that I remember seeing a mulatto man back in the early 70s when I was a medical student. And this poor man had obviously bad ulcers, and nobody ever approached it properly with a change in diet. And he had such a massive bleed, we had to bring him to the operating room, and he was bleeding like a stuffed pig. I mean, we had to actually do a partial gastrectomy to save his life. And I remember that afterward, they thought it was such a wonderful thing to have hydrogen pump inhibitors, you know, like the, you know, H2 blockers. And then, you know, it was kind of, you could get people to rescue it. Then, of course, we had this Aussie doctor that discovered years ago that, in fact, Helicobacter pylori and other pathogens would cause a breakdown in the mucosal columnar barrier and cause ulcers. In other words, there's a dysbiosis of the gut that caused a breakdown in gastric mucosal barrier, which, by the way, zinc carnosine, which is in GastroHeal, will immediately reverse. And I really freaked out, and my colleagues did, when we realized the pharmacies were going to start releasing H2 blockers, so anybody and their dog could buy the stuff. And then it became even worse when they decided to add proton pump inhibitors so you could have completely no acid at all. So now when your gastric mucosal contents and your succus entericus coming out of your pancreatic ampulla of water with all your enzymes is being dumped into your upper duodenum, there's no stomach acid at all, there's no pepsin action, there's no pre-digestive actions going on, and there's lots of bacteria and crap coming down into your small bowel, and it's no longer a sterile situation. It's not been sterilized. So now you get small bowel overgrowth, leaky gut syndrome, breakdown of the zonular fibers that connect the different columnar epithelial cells, so large protein molecules are getting to the Peyer patches in the gut wall and the Kupffer cells in your liver, your immune cells, and now you're screwed and tattooed. And now if there's any immune or stealth pathogens present, your body's going to start attacking brain proteins, kidney proteins, whatever, and screwing up your organs or giving you arthritis. And, you know, the medical profession are just like, what's wrong with you kind of thing, really, you know. And then the pharmaceutical profession put the damn thing on the counter so you can walk down the aisle, oh, I got a sore stomach, man, I'll take my proton pump inhibitors like this guy from, looks like from the deep south, you know. Hey, and he's out there waterboarding and doing stuff and eating hot sauce and everything. I'm cool because I'm taking my proton pump inhibitor. I'm thinking, you're not going to have bones, buddy, in about 10 years, and you're going to lean over and break four ribs, and there you're going to be stuck in a striker bed until you die. People don't know that. I mean, I've seen it happen where your bones are so bad, we have to basically tube feed you in a striker bed until you expire 5 or 10 years from now. People don't know that, do they?
No.
No. No. They don't see this ugliness. So they saw this idiot, and 5 years later, him sticking in a senior, you know, we call it extended care facility, basically waiting to die of a decubitus ulcer or sepsis from being an idiot, and literally taking what the drug companies want to over the counter. He didn't realize that, did he? No. And that's why when I see these unethical drug companies, I confronted one, both Celebrex is a good example. And I said to them, I said, you know, I'm an expert on rheumatology and the pharmacological agents, et cetera, including rheumatoid arthritis and gold salts and Ridura and all this stuff. I said, I looked up the data that's actually published by the medical legal analysis of how many people you cause premature heart attacks from your Celebrex. It was 64,000 Americans, just on medical legal grounds that they think the FDA had, that died prematurely of a heart attack or stroke caused by these anti-inflammatories. And the drug company's response was, that's the cost of business. That's basically what they said. So, for God's sake, if you can find a non-drug alternative, like a nutraceutical or technological alternative, do not take the drug alternative. Right? So that's why when we were talking about GastroHeal, Living Probiotic, which is a Resulsa strain from Paris, Living Probiotic Ultra, things to heal your gut wall like Immunomax, Immunoglobulins, you know, these are not, you know, like they're major solutions to a problem because most autoimmune disease has its seats in the upper small bowel. People don't know that, do they?
No, for sure they don't.
No, they don't. And you ask the average doctor and their guys go, I didn't get taught that in medical school or residency. I said, that's because you're a knucklehead. Now, people get, you can't say that about my doctor. I damn well can, and I can prove it. Because I can measure anti-tissue antibodies. I can measure anti-food antibodies. I can measure immune homology between the pathogens that are in your gut that are still growing there because you have a non-sterile environment, and you wonder why you're a mess. I mean, it's disturbing, isn't it? The same way when I even talk to ophthalmologists, they won't tell you that, oh, by the way, glaucoma is an infection with stealth mycobacteria in the canals of Schlemm at the edge of the limbus of the iris. It's not just a problem with the increased intraocular pressure. It's a flow problem because of blockages. Or that heart disease is primarily a free radical disease caused by infected biofilm. Does the average cardiologist say that, by the way, you have an infected biofilm and we're going to do a high-speed CT scan? I got a case right here in Vista, California, that the cardiologist went ballistic over the fact that I suggested to this patient that they already had some stents in place and had a heart attack, that he have a high-speed CT to determine if whatever he's doing is getting him better. And he said, well, we already did a treadmill stress test, which is inferior, by the way. And I said, you know what, get a different cardiologist. This guy's an idiot. If you don't do a high-speed CT, you do not know if your infected biofilm has been put down and now it's going to heal. You don't. And, of course, he's not even doing other tests like rheologic blood flow viscosity tests or levels for your hyperviscosity syndromes like soluble ICAM 1 and 2, fibrin degradation products, factor 5 Leiden mutation, or any other parameters I did as an expert who was even doing consultations for hematologists and cardiologists in Denver. They would send them to me to actually do the hematological analysis with a rheologic blood viscometer that I had in my office. Nobody else in Denver had one. I did. And it's disturbing. It's disturbing to realize the level of ignorance out there is monumental. It's not just minor. It's monumental. And now that I'm retired, I don't give a crap, to be honest with you. Which is good. I can, you know, it's like it's like a turkey shoot, you know. So, Ryan, the next supplement, pick your next one.
Well, Dr. Bill, I think probiotics, as we just continue down the GI track, I think is a really good one.
The Living Probiotic Ultra, You've got the Living Probiotic Results 6 strain from Paris, which is the most powerful regular strain. But our How Are You strain, I hear other people all over the place, get some Bifido, get this and that. Our How Are You strain is so strong, you only need to take one every third day. And if you've got any inflammatory disorder, if you've got diabetic neuropathy, if you've got any other serious problem, if you don't control the gut, and you don't control the gut dysbiosis, it's very hard to get any illness settled down, isn't it? People don't know that, do they? If you don't control the gut and get the gut in perfect, pristine condition, well, you're in big trouble.
They don't know that component. And also the fact, I think people are becoming more aware, though, that they hear this link between probiotics and, one, going to the bathroom or being regular. That's kind of fundamental. But starting to hear about that connection between different other conditions like, you know, weight management, cardiovascular issues, and so forth. And really, when people are like, well, which strain is going to be which thing, what they have to realize is really it's when you use a powerful enough product, you can reset the way the gut is working to work for you rather than that it's constantly kicking out markers and inflammatory messengers that you don't want or activating your immune system. So when we talk about Living Probiotic Ultra, that's the kind of heavy hitter that you can go after. And the strains that are in there, like the HN019, for example, very powerful in what it's been shown to do, even in people with type 2 diabetes and insulin resistance, and being able to help them with not only inflammatory issues but also losing weight just by adding that into their bodies. Why? Because they're changing the way the body responds to the outside environment. It's done by the probiotic. Fascinating. And because of the environment in which most of us live, right, American, our food's devoid. We don't eat a lot of things that are fermented, for example, and so we don't really repopulate our gut very effectively. And so this is a great way to mimic a diet that's very diverse, very garden-friendly, fermented food-friendly. But because most of us, let's be honest, they are not, and we're not going to eat those foods. It's just not what the culture that we live in this day and age. So we'll just be honest, you might do it for a week or two, but you won't do it consistently. Well, now you can use the supplementation to basically mimic that same beneficial effect without having to kind of go through the problems that are faced by preparing those foods.
Well, when you look at cultures, for example, of South Georgia, which is not Georgia, USA, but Georgia, South Caucasus Mountains, they have kefir yogurt. And just kefir has bifidobacteria and various other strains of bacteria. The rates of cancer and the rate of heart disease is one quarter what it is in our population. That's pretty significant. Now, when you add our nutraceuticals, which are even more advanced than kefir, which is a Living Probiotic Result 6 strain from Paris, and the Living Probiotic Ultra, which is way more powerful than even what's in kefir, your rates, and people don't know this, that because you're detoxifying the gut and normalizing the gut physiology, you're also reducing the risk of cancer because your body is not what's called reactivating or re-releasing toxins that have been conjugated in your liver. Because most of the deconjugating bacteria, the first time I actually met a biologist, biochemist who was actually doing research while I was doing my work in marine genetics, back in the early 70s, this is like 72, 73, he was working on the idea that there were gut bacteria in the lower bowel that are actually deconjugating toxins that your liver did. And he was measuring them with high-pressure chromatography. And you could see the damn toxins. Liver would conjugate the toxin by hyaluronic, like glucuronidation, sulfation, methylation. And you do chromatography and say, oh my gosh, this person's blood shows that they're deconjugating. It's back in their bloodstream. And now it's concentrating in their brain, their pancreas, and their breasts. Why do you think they get breast cancer? Because they got deconjugating bacteria. They're in their lower gut. They're re-releasing toxins their liver already took care of. How many women out there, when they have what we call breast cancer month, realize that if they have a dysbiosis in the lower bowel, the toxins their liver already conjugated to get the hell out of their body are re-released into their bloodstream because they have bad bacteria in their lower gut and their doctor doesn't have a freaking clue? How many know that? How about zero? Pretty good.
No, we're going to look back. This day and age is another level of dark, the medieval times,
the
dark
ages. It's the bucket of leeches stuff,
A lot of stuff.
This is the bucket of leeches of pharmacy medicine, looking at the nonlinear aspects of health and wellness and epigenetics. And I'm about to blow it all up. I'm the what we call the dirty hairy of wellness and healthcare. I'm not taking any captives. If you think you want to learn more as a doctor, I can make you a better doctor in 2 hours, no matter what your specialty or healthcare provider or special trainer.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Nutraceutical, and again, we have hundreds of health conditions, and this is a service that people are plugging into. I get a lot of emails just as I'm on the show today. I'm seeing the emails going bump, 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 bump. It's like, you know, going to Las Vegas where the balls are dropping, and I'm going to answer these people's emails and tell them what to do next, and then I'm going to give them benchmarks to which doctors or specialists or things that they want. As I say, keep your skepticals on, because if you don't believe me, that's fine. Keep your skepticals on. I'll tell you what. Conventional tests or quantum tests like QRMA or Metapathia, what blood, urine, stool tests, genetic tests, even analyzing 23 and Prometheus or your organic acids, I can do everything, believe it or not. From MRI scans to quantitative electroencephalograms to SPECT blood flow scans, I can read and do everything. Okay, so if you think you can stop me, forget it. It's not going to happen.
But I'd finish off, Dr. Bill, with just reminding people that the very popular thing to do to really get a lot of good results and work on a lot of conditions all at, you know, similar times is to use the shakes.
Right. Those are awesome.
Life Support.
Oh, my God. I love them. That's how my day starts. I take a 5-ounce glass of what I call my syrup, and there's stuff in here. I mean, I use all the drinks plus add stuff to it. This is like rocket fuel for your health. It's amazing. So, Ageless, Life Support, Glycemics, and NutriComplete. Let's talk about those four biggies. Why are these so good for you?
In summary, Life Support is really like a reset button for the body, and so many people need that, from weight management to inflammatory issues and full body detox. It's a huge one for that. Ageless really plays a role in not only detoxification, but really supporting the immune system. People have been weak and tend to fall prey to illness often. And then glycemic meal really focuses around those people struggling more around blood sugar, weight management issues, higher hemoglobin A1Cs or CRPs, things like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So that it makes a huge difference. So I'd summarize them this way. Life Support gives you phase 2 detox and provides you all the micronutrients. Ageless makes you age less. It actually repairs your DNA and provides probiotics to your gut and actually lengthens your telomere, so you get better mineral content, because the telomere talks to your cell membranes to bring the minerals in to actually activate your genes. So it's gene activation and DNA repair. NutriComplete are the best reds and greens, and goji berry, which is one of the best antioxidants in the world. So all the micronutrients you need and all the reds and greens and fruit and vegetables is all there. And then glycemics, one of the biggest problems in our society is inflammation and high blood sugar, which causes inflammation and leukotriene B4, and because everybody in our society is turning diabetic. By the time you reach age 78, 99% are diabetic. By the time you're in age 30 to 60, 69% of the U.S. population are diabetic or pre-diabetic by their criteria. By my criteria, like fasting blood sugar and insulin levels, inflammatory markers, all of our society is diabetic. They just are not hyperglycemic yet. They may have elevated blood insulin and inflammatory markers. They just don't have blood sugar into orbit. Our entire society are turning diabetic. And we have the solutions. And if you take these drinks, just take the drinks, you're going to make a vast difference in your health and trajectory of what illnesses you have or not have and how well you live and extend your lifespan, not your death span. Thank you, Ryan. Amazing. And I guess,
thanks, Dr. Bell.
Well, we'll see you back on Monday, the 14th.
See you Monday. Thank you.
Yeah, take care. And back in a moment with Tim Alexander. We're also going to have Jim Fetzer popping in as well in his post-election analysis of what's going on and what's next.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.